Do you have a minute? I'd like to ask you for your advice.
Sure. What's the matter?
Well, the thing is, another one of my subordinates now wants to quit the company.
Oh, no. Who?
Mr. Takahashi.
Mr. Takahashi. It's the third person this year.
Yeah.
Why does he want to quit?
I'm not sure. I'm thinking maybe he was headhunted by another company. What do you think?
Maybe he's been overworking. He's looking tired these days.
Well, in terms of work hours, he was doing more overtime last year.
Questions and answers.
Who is Mr. Takahashi?
The woman's subordinate.
What's the problem?
Mr. Takahashi wants to quit the company.
What does the man think is the reason?
Mr. Takahashi has been overworking. Then, how about the recent project? Were there any problems?
Well, it was a big project. So, of course, we faced some difficult issues. There were times when I was hard on him. But whenever I criticized him, I did so privately. And whenever I praised him, I did so publicly.
Did you read that in some book?
It was in a book called How to Praise and Criticize Your Subordinates Effectively. A guide for first-time bosses.
Oh, that bestseller. Anyway, one time, you called Mr. Takahashi into the conference room. You were in there for almost an hour. You were nagging at him, weren't you?
Well, he was slow reporting to me and consulting me on important matters. So I was instructing him to be more quick.
Questions and answers.
What was the woman careful of when criticizing Mr. Takahashi?
Criticizing him privately.
What was the woman careful of when praising Mr. Takahashi?
Praising him publicly.
What does the man suspect?
The woman was nagging at Mr. Takahashi. It's not pleasant to be criticized publicly. But it's also certainly not pleasant to be nagged face to face.
I see. I was actually thinking the trust between Mr. Takahashi and I got stronger. After all, the project did go well after that. But I guess I was wrong. Communicating with subordinates isn't easy, is it? What do you think I should do?
Remember, if only one person talks, and the other person only listens, that's not communication. Did you listen to what Mr. Takahashi had to say?
Well, no. I don't really know what to talk about with young people. It's not like we have common interests to talk about. Should I be talking about sports or something?
No, that's not the point. Now, this may not be in the book, but the important thing is to understand what the other person is feeling. Pay attention to their facial expressions and their attitude. Questions and answers.
What does the woman say about communicating with subordinates?
It's not easy.
Did the woman listen to what Mr. Takahashi had to say?
No, she didn't.
According to the man, what's important?
Understanding what the other person is feeling. And when you speak, try to speak to the other person's heart.
What do you mean?
Well, say you're criticizing your subordinate for a mistake. Ask yourself, is he trying to learn from his mistake? Or is he blaming others? How you criticize him or her will depend on that.
I see. You're right. That wasn't in the book. Thanks. Your opinion really helps. You know, now I see why you're being promoted fastest among us. Same year colleagues.
Well, after all, you are a subordinate of mine. And I told you, it's important to listen to your subordinates. Didn't I? But to be honest, I hope you don't cause any more of our competent employees to quit.
Sorry. I'll try.
Questions and answers.
What should the woman do when she speaks?
Try to speak to the other person's heart.
Is she the man's boss or subordinate?
She is his subordinate.